If you have adult children, come on now, maybe many of you do, what do you need from them? What is it that you most need, expect, desire in a relationship with your adult sons and daughters? My name is Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Ministry from our center in Tucson, along with Jennifer and Steven, the rest of our team. And I'm doing this today. We're live in the studio because I don't think I've ever talked about this particular angle. You know, we talk a lot about having adult children and issues you're facing with adult children and so on. But I'm just really asking for parents with adult sons and daughters from all around the country to just, let's just be honest and talk about, now that our kids are on their own and we've released them into, hopefully, into their adult life, and what is it that you need most, or what is missing, or just, listen, we've got young people listening who have parents, and maybe they never thought about what their parents need. Because let's face it, most of us are selfish thinking about what we're going to get, not what we're going to give. Let's just be honest, okay? And so what is it you need? What is it you expect? What is it you desire in a relationship or in that connection point with your adult son or daughter? Phone lines open, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. You know, we go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, and it leads with this, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. But then the very next verse, it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well with you, and you're going to live a long life. Does that mean if you don't honor mom and dad, you might not live a long life? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But that's what the Bible says. And by the way, there's a difference between this thing of obeying. As adults, the idea of obeying is gone. The obeying part is when you're under their authority. They're under their control. You're on the dole. They're paying the bills. Right? And so they certainly have a right to speak into do's and don'ts in life. But now that you're an adult, or you're an adult, what is it the mean to honor father and mother? Some of you as parents with adult sons and daughters, frankly, let's just be really gut honest, you weren't very honorable be parents. So it's hard for your kids maybe to honor you today, you know. We just got to be honest. But what is it if you were... if you were a good parent, you just did a good job. I mean, you raised your kids the best you could. You're not perfect. They're out on their own. But what is it that you really appreciate? What is it you need? What is it that you desire? And I hope all of us will learn something from this today. All right. Phone line is open to you at 888-888-1717. John, you're first. Go right ahead.
My question is, I have three adult daughters and a 19-year-old son that during their teens, their mother had moved away, and so I was kind of a stay-at-home father that took care of them all the time. Now, at this point, 6 to 8 years later, I have a hard time with them because I get put at the bottom of the totem pole for all things, meaning traditional-type holidays, the Thanksgivings, and things like that. I'm the one that gets called last. And, you know, I get an hour or two at a time with them now and stuff. So I'm really challenged to how to treat them or talk to them about this without, you know, getting too negative why they're not doing this. So
how do you feel about it, John? How does it make you feel?
I feel hurt because there was a time that for a couple of years where I was the only person in their life full time. And now the older they've gotten closer with their mother, and all the time that was spent with me has now gone there to that side of the family.
Do you sense that they really are rejecting you, or is it just it's happening this way as a result of just life?
You know, I think it's just happening. I don't think they're rejecting me because I am close to them. They've done a great job, independent, hardworking kids. But just these little things that pop up where the only time I'm called for it would be financial things like tires for their cars, just little things that they haven't received from their mother that they can get from me with just asking.
So you feel a little used?
I feel a lot used sometimes, especially around the holidays.
Yeah. So, well, I think your question's a good one. What I hear you saying is you're hurting, you've got some feelings, things you'd like to tell your kids, but you don't want to go negative with them or create further problems.
Correct, absolutely. Because yeah. I don't get much time as it is. The older they've gotten, that time I do have, I want to have some type of, you know, just calmness and fun with them. Prime example, my oldest daughter was in town for a few days and staying with her mother, and then gave me the last day, hey, can we meet for coffee? When she's been around for 3 or 4 days, and I get just the last day, an hour in a restaurant, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like the little issues that just drive me nuts sometimes.
Well, what I hear you saying is I've been there. I was the one that was there. I was the predictable one. I was the one that provided. Now at this stage, mom's back on the scene. And it's like a new, whole new experience, and it's more fun with her maybe than with good old dad.
Correct. Even though I'm still here, I just get put on the back burner.
Yeah, I think, thank you for your honesty, John. I think what you're saying is one of the things that we need as parents in relationships, we need to feel valued and important. I mean, we're people too, and there's a connection point there saying, hey, I value you. And you know, when we get forgotten as adults and you feel like you're being forgotten in the process, wow, that can be very hurtful. That's for sure. All right, you can join us. If you are a parent of adult son or daughter, what's one thing that you need, you desire in that relationship? That I hope that those young adults are listening, because they may not have ever thought about that toward their own parents. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Let's go to Evangeline. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. How do you weigh in on this? What do you think?
Well, I weigh in. I have a different perspective here as the, not the young adult child, but I am in my mid-40s, and my mom is in her 70s, and grandma's in her 90s, so we're all still around to enjoy each other. But I think one of the things that is so important for adult children, and something that I've realized now that I'm a little older, and you know, I've got my own kids, and I think something that my mom has really, really, really just appreciated is us just being grateful as adult kids for what she did, you know, when she was raising us, when we were in the thick of it, you know, and just being grateful for that. You know, oftentimes my sister and I, we were so, you know, upset because mom was so strict and mom was this and mom was that. And now that we're older and we've got kids of our own, sometimes we talk and we think, man, we're glad that my mom was the way that she was, because look at how everything turned out. You know, it's because the way that she was that we were able to be so successful, you know, and that we stayed in church and that we honor the Lord and that we married godly men and, you know, all of the things. So I think just being appreciative and letting them know that, hey, we do appreciate the sacrifices that you made for us and the things that you did for us. I think that goes a long way, is just being able to hear from your adult kids that you did a good job and that you're appreciated, yeah. You know, even though you did make mistakes.
I'll tell you
so
what.
I think that's huge.
It is huge. And I'll tell you right now, I think most parents with adult children that heard that one time would be something to remember for the rest of their life. That
oh, sure.
their child stops long enough to say, hey, I just, as I'm growing up, realizing the things you did right, and I appreciate it. That's powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
It really is. And I think one of the other things, if I could just real quickly, is
sure.
just spending time with them. You know, we get so busy in our lives with our kids and the sports and the this and then that. Take time to go visit your parents. You know, don't let them grow old, lonely. Just take the time. Have fun. Take them with you. You know, get the kids involved. And that's something that we've been able to do as well. So I think those two things go just so far.
Yeah, they really do. Very powerful. Marking it down, kids. Young, I call you kids. I know you're adults or young adults thinking about your parents. We're getting some good counsel here. All right, Doris, welcome to Intentional Living. How are you today?
Real good. And yourself?
Good. What do you think about this? What do you want to weigh in on?
Okay, I have a grown daughter, and years ago we were really, really close. We did everything together, and she's 45 years old. She doesn't come to see me hardly ever. She doesn't invite us for me and my husband for holidays and stuff. And you know, I don't know why she's pushing me away. I feel like she's pushing me away. And it hurts me because her kids don't come to see me. And she doesn't come to see me. She doesn't call me anymore like she used to. And that's really hurting me. I don't know what to if I could talk to her about it, because she gets defensive about that. And I feel that she's holding grudges against me for the past mistakes that I made while I was raising her. I raised her by myself. And yeah. I don't think she's able to forgive me. And she says she does, but I feel in my heart that she doesn't. You know, I don't know what to do about that to get her close to me again.
Well, you know, this, by the way, Doris, I'm sorry about your story and your relationship, but it's amplified in the lives of a lot of families, what you just shared. And it goes back to this 3-foot rule that I can only be responsible for what I say, what I do, and taking responsibility, but I can never be responsible or control the outcome of that in terms of how others will interpret it. And I've talked to a lot of families where you might have one child that's rejected the parent because of the way they perceived they were raised or things that were said, and the other children not so much. I've seen families where an adult had a good relationship or a decent relationship with their parents, and once they got married, the whole dynamic changed. And it could have changed because of, well, allegiances to another family or to another priority or whatever. And so what was once is no longer now. It changes because of the dynamics changing. And so I'm just doing one thing today. I'm only doing this for one reason. I want you, if you have parents, to just ask yourself, you can answer it any way you like, but am I honoring my father and mother? And sometimes honor, by the way, includes respect. And let me just say this right off. Respect sometimes means you got to hold your parents accountable. There may be a reason that you put some boundaries in place, but do so respectfully. Do so honorably. It may even mean it's something you need to communicate to the parents, why there's distance, and that you wish things could be better, and maybe they can be, and allow God to do some healing. But don't treat disrespect with disrespect or dishonor with dishonor, because the Bible's very clear. Honor your father and mother. And I didn't see any, you know, asterisks there that said, hey, unless they were this and this and this, or they got to be this age. It just says honor father and mother, period. And honor sometimes requires some tough love and some boundaries. That's what I think. In fact, I know. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You can join us. If you are a parent with adult sons or daughters, what do you want? What do you desire? What do we need? What's important? Let's get specific and let's do it quickly. Running out of time. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Every question we ask in life has the power to set us up or set us free. In Dr. Randy's teaching titled The Power of Questions, he unpacks the first question in the Bible and how the serpent used it to twist God's word and lead Adam and Eve astray.
God never told the woman she couldn't touch the fruit. There's already a deception that's occurring in this woman's mind, and Satan is setting her up.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets to listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. You're the man. Appreciate the reminder. And by the way, the lesson this month on the power of questions is our way of saying thanks. It's up on our website. Members make it all possible because of your support, your finances. You're helping us reach more people. And boy, we need you. We really do. How do you get involved? Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. What do you think, according to a Pew Research study, do parents or do the adult sons and daughters think the relationship is going better? I'll tell you about that in just a moment.
When one of my sons, and they're in their early 40s right now, called from jail, he had been driving a car without insurance, and he was drinking. And I said, I'm not going to rescue you. That's what I told him over the phone. It might have sounded harsh, but I think that was a step in growing up for him. This was before he was married. I think that sometimes we become too codependent to our children. I just happen to be a substance abuse nurse, so I knew about codependency. But it helped him grow up, you know? So thankful to have your program.
There you go. Kids grow up. Sometimes. All right, let's go. We got a lot of callers. People want to give advice. Cindy, you're next. Michigan, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. What is it you need from adult sons or daughters?
Well, I'm blessed to have one son that he was, he just retired from the military last year, mm-hmm. 23 years plus service. He and I are good. He has expressed his gratitude because I raised him from the age of 12 on out by myself. And he has expressed over the years multiple times how thankful he is. He knows I had to make sacrifices, and that's he good. Truly appreciates that.
So that means a lot to you, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Because was deployed five times, I wrote a lot to him. So I was able to express my feelings and, you know, we were able to communicate that way. However, I have a daughter-in-law that still yet needs to respect me because that puts a strain on their marriage. It has since the beginning. She wants nothing to do with me, and it makes it really hard.
Same son?
And they've been married 20 years. Yes, they've been married 20 years.
Well, why is it you think she disrespects you? Or why would she?
Well, there's probably a lot of reasons. Number one is I don't believe she's a Christian in her heart yet at all. He is.
Did you bring that up to her?
Oh, I have. I brought it up to my son, and he thinks that she's saved. So
it probably got back to her that it maybe got back to her that, you know, my mom doesn't think you're a Christian or you measure up in that spiritual area.
I don't think that's it. There's other things because how do I say that? Just over the years, there's been little things, and my family disowned me when my mother died 19 years ago, and she talks to my sisters but she won't have a relationship with me.
So what I hear you saying is it was a bunch of little things here and there that sort of have built up and the air's never been cleared.
But she doesn't want to.
Yeah, and that hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because it puts a strain on the relationship in the marriage, I'm sure, between your son and his wife and then you. And this can get really, really difficult. I tell people when the day you get married, you know, you're thinking you're standing there with this beautiful bride of yours or your groom who looks so nice that day. And you guys are getting married and it's going to be the two of you blissfully going into the sunset. And the reality is you're bringing all those other people that are sitting out there in the auditorium, the church or whatever, all of their hangups and problems and expectations and what have you into the relationship because we're family. And that reality can create a problem. All right, Cindy, thank you for your honesty. Let me go to Susan, also in Michigan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. What is it you need? What do you need?
Well, amongst many things, I would like respect from my daughter. I have an only child, and she's 42, and I just feel like she treats everybody so much better than me. You know, she kind of talks down to me sometimes. She doesn't have patience with me, and I just... I just don't know what to do about it. But
what have you done?
You know, I would never have been able to get away with these things with my mom. So
what have you done? What have you said? Anything?
Well, and I've said things to her before, you know, like, you know, hey, don't yell at me. I'm your mom, you know, and things like that. And I think she just takes me for granted, I guess, that I'm just always going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's not uncommon, Susan. It's easy for us to take for granted those who are caring for us. Sometimes we're more appreciative of people we don't know than the people we do know. We're more thankful for the people that are not involved in our life as we should be for those who are. It's interesting. Thank you for that call. And it's a reminder, respect is a huge thing. Honor is respect, and the Bible commands honor your father and mother. Hey, maybe one of the things you could ask your parents would be, how could we connect better? What one thing do you need from me as a son or daughter? Now that the roles have changed and I'm an adult and you're getting older and what have you, what is it that you need from me that would help our relationship? Because it's easy to always see what's coming downstream from parents, but what's going upstream? Pew Research says 77% of parents with young adults think their relationship with their young adult is excellent, where only 59% of the young adults agree. So there's a little gap there. So maybe the relationship isn't as strong as you all think. All right, let me move on here. We're going to Vicky, I think, is next in Arizona. Hi there, Vicky. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning.
Appreciate your call. What is it you need?
I just need acceptance and love from my son. With the political situation the way it is, we seem to be on different ends. And it's really put a chill on our relationship.
Yeah, it's a heated thing, isn't it?
It's very sad to me because I have good friends that we're on different sides too, but we still love each other. Yeah. And so I feel very judged by him.
I
don't know why, really.
I'm wondering, is it possible it just comes out over politics when it's maybe something deeper and that he's not happy with you or no?
Well, yeah, he was raised in the church, Christian, and decided in his adulthood that wasn't for him anymore. So there's always been that, but we've still had a loving relationship. So this is just like the break point, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling very rejected by him. That's my feeling.
Sure. Does he know that?
I think so. We haven't talked about it, obviously. But maybe that's what I need to do is just let him know.
Yeah, I would encourage, you know, I just take the verse that says, if someone has aught against you, we don't use that word anymore, do we? Do you have aught against me, Jennifer? You have aught against me? I don't know what aught is, but if you got a problem with me, the Bible says, come and talk to me. If you got a problem with a person. And so if you think there's somebody has an issue, in this case, your son, I would just go to him and say, hey, honey, I love you. I know that we're on different pages on how you believe spiritually and how you believe politically, and I do, but you're still my son. You're always going to be my son. I love you. And to the day I die, you're going to be my son and nothing's going to ever change. Maybe we can just agree we don't talk about those things. We just agree to disagree, but we love each other and focus on the things that really are important in your relationship, the areas where you can connect, and then let the Holy Spirit do its work, his work, in your son's life.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I would.
Good
I would.
Advice.
I wouldn't bury it. I think those things have to be brought out. But how you do it, it's not, hey, how could you believe that about that person politically? I mean, that is so dumb. Don't you see the light? That isn't going to go anywhere. But just being honest and open about the importance of the relationship is huge. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's interesting. Do you see how the process of a question being asked where she should have responded with, I'm not going to debate with you on this. This was God's design. She started to argue with him, started to defend, started to
all of a sudden her desire started to take over. And that's what happens with deception. Once deception takes over in our life, have you ever been around people who are deceived in some of the stupid things that they tell you? God wants me to be happy, or it's better for the children. I mean, some of the things that we've heard, come on, some of the things we may have even said, coming out of pure deception, not the truth, out of deception.
Yeah, there it is. That's an excerpt from the lesson up on the site today, our featured lesson for this month on the power of questions, made available because of the generous financial support of our members. God bless you. Thank you for standing with us, listener-supported, part of Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio. You can join us. Hey, come and be a part of it. We need your help. We really do, because we're seeing lives changed, and we can't do our little part without your help. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours. I found this interesting as we're wrapping up the show today. 51% of parents of young adults say that they rarely or never went to their own parents for advice when they were young adults. And I've always wondered about that. I think now maybe you have parents that are not very wise. I don't know. But let's face it, in general, generally speaking, parents have some wisdom. They've learned some things. They've been down the road. And it seems so foolish to me that you would have a mom or dad, or anybody would have a mom or dad who has some wisdom and some life experience, and yet you would go ask someone online that you don't know, or some young person who's in the same hole you're in, for advice. And so just a thought. Maybe I speak only for myself, but I think many parents would fall over if their kids came and said, "Hey, you know, I'm thinking about this, mom or dad. What do you think? Would you pray with me about it? I'm trying to make a decision. What do you think?" Just a thought. Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to wrap up the show. We have to, but we're going to come on back tomorrow because we're having a lot of fun on this, and we got calls coming in, and we're just going to carry over and actually record the show that'll air tomorrow. So if you call right now, we'll try to get you on. I want to hear from parents with young adults. Just tell me one thing that you need, one thing that's important, one thing you desire. We're just talking here, right? What is it you need in that relationship? And we've heard a lot of good stuff today. 888-888-1717. My name is Randy Carlson. I'm your friend. I love you. I want the best for you. Along with Jennifer and Steven, the rest of the team, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you again tomorrow right here from the Intentional Living Center, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.